I guess, did you ever call sheep or know how they called sheep? Or?
I never did.
Okay. What about chickens?
Oh, we just call chick, 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 chick.
Mm-hmm. If you want to have a horse that is going to pull something or something like that, what do you have to do to him first? You have to...
harness him.
Okay. If you ride a horse, your feet are going to rest in the...
stirrups.
Okay. Do they have a name for it? On a two-horse rig, the horse on the left?
Yeah. The near horse.
Okay. If you want to describe the distance from here, say, to the covered bridge, what would you say? I mean, it's three-quarter or a half mile.
I'd say it was a half mile.
Well, if you wanted to be more general, you might say it's just a little...
short piece.
Okay. Or if you want to describe the distance from here to Chicago, you can say it's a long...
long way.
Okay.
You know what they'd say in Texas?
No. I give up. What are they?
They'd say that's a fur piece.
A fur piece. That's right. She went to the University of Texas for a
Oh, you did? Yeah. Well, you heard that then, I'll bet you.
No, I wasn't born in Ohio. I just lived a year in Texas. That's
I see. Yeah. Well, I only spent a year in Texas, but I found that out. Excuse me, go ahead.
What do you call the trenches that are cut by the plow? The
little furrow.
Okay. And the things that you plant and sell for money are, I mean, things like wheat and corn are all examples of that.
Seed.
Crops.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about. If you have a piece of land that has all kinds of maybe undergrowth and things like that on it, and you want to prepare it for planting, what do you have to do to it?
Have to clear it.
Okay. Do you have a name for a piece of land that you've just done this to?
Just what?
You've just done this to a particular piece of land. Say this is...
we'd say it was cleared.
Okay. if you're raising alfalfa or hay or I mean just grass hay or anything, what do you, and you've already harvested it once, what do you call the second time that you harvest it?
Second cutting.
Okay. When I know what they do nowadays with wheat is combine it, but in the old days, what were the different things they did to the wheat to harvest it?
Wheat was cut and bound,
mm-hmm.
with a binder.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was run through what we called a thrashing machine.
Mm-hmm. And then what would they do with the things that were bound up? What would you call the things that were
bound up? Chopped the wheat.
Okay. And how many what would you call a thing that's bound up?
One of them was a bundle.
A bundle?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we put them in shocks.
Okay. How many bundles would be in one shock? Did you, or was there a set number?
Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 8, 10, probably a dozen.
Okay. How about oats?
Oats?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they were handled two different ways.
Mm-hmm.
One, they cut them and shocked them and thrashed them, mm-hmm. for the grain.
Mm-hmm.
And the other was they occasionally made hay out of.
Mm-hmm.
They just cut it and then raked it and hauled it into the barn. See?
Mm-hmm. What about this next thing has to do with different kinds of bread? Well, I mean, this is really a different thing. What was your usual type of homemade bread? What went into it?
Light bread.
Okay.
We call it.
What was this made of? What kind of flour?
Well, most of it was white flour, but wheat.
Mm-hmm.
White wheat flour.
Mm-hmm. How about other things that you might make out of flour? I mean, other pastry type things you might make.
Go ahead.
pies, of course.
Yeah.
This is for pies.
Mm-hmm.
Biscuits.
Mm-hmm.